This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. When the Battle Creek City Commission held a hearing on June 23rd to determine if the city's ethics policy had been violated, the subject of that hearing, Commissioner Jeff Domenico, walked out shortly after the meeting started. When the commission held its next regular meeting 2 weeks later, Domenico was criticizing his fellow commissioners when the meeting was adjourned. Battle Creek Inquirer government accountability reporter Jennifer Bowman has been covering this story. She joins us via Skype. Jennifer Bowman, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So what do his fellow city commissioners say that Jeff Domenico did that violated the city's ethics policy?
Well, it all starts with Facebook posts. He has a Ward 5 city commissioner page, and for a while he's been pretty critical of the police administration and the department itself, and has posted, you know, links to stories. The most recent, which kind of started this ethics hearing, was a letter to the editor that was actually posted in the Inquirer, and it had to do with a tow truck contract that the department had and a constituent who had a bad experience with them. And he had posted that link and said, oh, you know, under any circumstances, please do not contact the police department because they want to control how that response will be. And so what that triggered was three commissioners who thought he may have violated the ethics code. And they presented him with an envelope and with the citations of the ordinance where they said he violated. And so they alleged that he had may have represented his opinion to be that of the entire city commission and had maybe not encouraged or maintained a positive workplace environment because of his intimidation of public employees in his Facebook posts.
This ethics policy is relatively new. How did it come into being?
It is. So they've had an ethics code for a little over a decade now, but until recently, they didn't have any kind of policy on how to handle any perceived violation. And so for about the past year and a half, a subcommittee of the commission had looked into this, and they had gone through several drafts of how to handle this. Just the beginning of this year, they finally adopted it where they had levels of sanctions, what exactly the punishment would be. And this ethics hearing last month was the first time that they were able to use that policy, which is pretty quickly after they've put that policy in place.
Now, Domenico left the June 23rd meeting. He claimed that the city commission had violated the Open Meetings Act. What's the basis for that claim?
So that was a pretty lively meeting in the first couple of minutes. He immediately called a point of order saying that the meeting was unconstitutional, that it violated the Open Meetings Act, that it violated the ethics code itself. He alleged that having an attorney present, which the city did not use its city attorney, they had someone else, an outside counsel. They said that he was supposed to handle just parliamentary procedure, see how the meeting's going. That's not what Domenico believed what was going on. He believed that Jim Dyer actually represented the city commission for legal counsel. And so that was his point of order. But he's also said that the mere decision to have the ethics hearing, which needed three commissioners to sign that notice, he said broke the Open Meetings Act. He said that they deliberated outside of a public setting. He took issue with being given his notice after a meeting, not during the meeting. So he says, and he says he hasn't been given due process.
Does Domenico dispute that he violated the ethics policy? Is this, in other words, strictly about process and the way it was carried out?
Well, so I sat down with him a couple days before the ethics hearing, and I asked him, I said, I don't want to put any words in your mouth, so do you believe you broke the ethics code or do you not? And he said, yeah, I think I did break the ethics code, but if I didn't break the ethics code, I would have broken the ethics code, which he says, yeah, I broke the ethics code. He said he knew what he was doing. He said that his concerns and his criticism of the police department has fallen on deaf ears. He says that both previous and current administration have ignored his request to look into issues. He says that part of the ethics code itself is you have to stand up for the people and ensure that the people are getting the right services for city government. And so he says, I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't. But that actually was a pretty big part of the ethics hearing and of the city commission meeting this week, that hey, you told the Inquirer that you broke the ethics code. Is that true? And he says, yes. And some of the city commissioners argue, then whatever you're saying, you know, it doesn't matter because you're admitting that. Now, he is at the city commission meeting this week. He said, I know what the violations are and I understand them, but he wanted to know more about what the ethics hearing was about his conduct that led up to those violations. He seems to have questions about that. And of course, city commissioners replied, if you had stuck around for the ethics hearing rather than walking out just minutes after, you may have found out.
What is the punishment for violating the ethics code?
So there's several levels depending on what ethics code you violated. And his was a level one sanction, which means the mayor and the vice mayor can sit down in a private setting and give him a verbal reprimand. Now, he's already gotten two verbal reprimands. However, those were before the ordinance was ever put in place. Because this has happened the first time after the ordinance has been passed, it's technically his first violation. Now, the city commission also had the option to determine whether a harsher punishment was needed. And it's pretty limited as far as what you can do for that. I mean, you can remove him from his committee assignments. You can do a formal censure. Depending on what the law is and if it's appropriate, the governor can remove him from office. However, that seems pretty far-fetched. But they decided not to go with that. They unanimously decided they're going to give him a verbal reprimand, the mayor, Deb Owens, and Vice Mayor Lynn Ward Gray. And they notified him of when they would do that. He was supposed to meet with them at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday before the city commission meeting, and I was told he did not show up.
So he's had previous verbal reprimands. Is there any feeling amongst commissioners that these really aren't doing much if he's continuing to post things on Facebook and do things which he himself acknowledges probably violate the ethics policy?
So I think the frustration among his fellow commissioners was really apparent on Tuesday. I mean, they adjourned the meeting as he was continuing to argue, just abruptly adjourned. I think a lot of the comments during that time before the end of the meeting was, you know, we're just going in circles. We're not going anywhere. You even saw some frustration from city manager Rebecca Fleury, who said, hey, I have not ignored your requests. I've told you what we've done, what previous administration has done, and that the issue is resolved. Now, you're not happy with that resolution, but if the rest of the city commission felt like they also weren't happy with that resolution, they would direct me to look further into it, and they haven't. So there's a lot of frustration among administrators and his colleagues on how it's being handled. I don't see any pausing or slowing down by Domenico. I mean, he's been a vocal critic of the police department. I mean, he contacted the state attorney general because he had concerns that the department was corrupt. And that's been going on since late 2012. And so it's really hard to say, you know, whether there will be any slowing down. I've never seen any indication of that from him. I don't know what his colleagues can do now that he didn't show up for a verbal reprimand. The way I read the ordinance, I'm not the city attorney. I don't know if there's a next step in place unless he were to violate the code again, and then they can go for a harsher sanction.
It doesn't sound like this is resolved. What might Jeff Domenico do next?
Domenico hasn't really said whether or not he's going to run again. We've got an election in November, and the commission, like I said, those are pretty limited sanctions they can do for any violation of the ethics code, for any frustration they have about, you know, his concerns and how he's publicly criticized the department. And so he's an elected official, and it really stands on the voters. And that's not to say that Domenico doesn't have supporters and people who agree with, you know, the accusations he's raised. He definitely has a base of supporters who believe him, who believe that he's standing up for what's right, and that he is being ignored by an administration and by a city commission who simply just don't want to deal with these problems. But there are also people who have said in many of our comments in our stories that they are frustrated with the way that their city commission is representing them, that this is not the kind of, you know, when I voted for him in 2011, when he first came on the commission, this isn't what I wanted, and he's damaging the community. So with what the city commission can do with the ordinance, their hands are tied. I mean, he's an elected official, and whether he decides to run, I think, is really the deciding factor. And it's really not up to the city commission at this point, whatever step they take. I mean, they can keep trying to have these ethics hearings, but it's really up to the people when the election comes in November.
Jennifer, is this likely to be a topic of discussion the next time the Battle Creek City Commission meets?
Well, we've seen it drag on. It certainly dominated the meeting, which should have been a short meeting on Tuesday. It was packed with police officers, our spouses, and supporters of the police department, which kind of expected, I think, after there were so many supporters of Domenico's in the last meeting. It depends. I don't know where he's going. He did say that he was considering getting an attorney after he walked out of the next hearing. I don't know if any of that happened yet. But I certainly think that he is standing by what he believes. He's standing by his argument. And I don't see the city commission changing that either. There was some discussion about possibly putting a panel together with commissioners and to address his concerns. But at the same time, city administration is saying, we have looked into what he said and we have found the issues to be resolved.
Jennifer Bowman, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Jennifer Bowman is government accountability reporter for the Battle Creek Inquirer. She joined us via Skype. You can find links to her stories on the ethics hearing involving Battle Creek City Commissioner Jeff Domenico at the Battle Creek Inquirer's website, as well as at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.